the concept, the very question of three things stems from neuroscience.
Right.
In that our brains are programmed to remember three things. Our brains work in threes, okay? If and when you start to impart your vision, express your vision, when people are listening, their brains will be able to hold three things at the end of that conversation, that communication. And strategically, if you can help them identify which three things to hold, then you have more governorship over what they remember. Mm. And it is what we remember that can shape how we think and act. Back to a collective. If this is a change you cannot realize by yourself, you need others, and you can connect with those others, express your vision, and express it in a way in the broader communications, the broader conversations, that they each and every one of them, ideal, leave that communication, that conversation, and think and act consistently because they've heard and remembered the same things. Just a little bit more on the neuroscience and key messaging, which is what I call it generally. Key messages, again, three. I taught, you know, media training, media preparedness for years, telling people what are your three key messages that you need to impart in the course of this media interview. And if you have an hour or 10 minutes, you fill it with a lot of words. So if in the course of that duration, you give them 26 different messages, A to Z, or Z in some people's case, and you really only need them or want them to remember ABC, you've now given them 26 options. You want them to remember three. You've increased the risk that they're going to come away with other things. And if they come away with other things, influences how they think and act, they're going to think and act differently. So the concept of three key messages is really critical to engaging and aligning a collective.